Most people celebrate their wedding anniversary on the day of the year on which they got married. Some people celebrate their wedding anniversary on the day of the week that they got married. If they got married on a Sunday, then every year, every week on Sunday, they relive and re-experience and celebrate their wedding once again. Abu Dirham, Abu Draham, depending on how you want to pronounce it, highlights how even though there's a Machloket Tanaim, what day of the year Matan Torah took place, regardless of what day of the year you want to celebrate Shavuot, the day of the week is known and agreed upon. We all know that Matan Torah took place on Shabbat. And every week we re-celebrate our Matan Torah on Shabbat. And it's even highlighted in the Tefillot. Ata Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, Musaf, Ata Echad. Each one represents a different stage of marriage. Ata Kidashta is the Kiddushin. Yismach Moshe, Simchat Chatan Mikala. Musaf is the Matanot that the Chatan gives to the Kala, the Seudah that they have together. And then Ata Echad is the Yichud that they have together, respectively. The fact that Shabbat is the opportunity to sit and bask with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the simcha of the wedding, of Matan Torah, of receiving the Torah, is something that we can feel in many ways. Not only in the Tefillot, but also in learning Torah. To be able to sit and learn Torah on Leil Shabbat, you know, there's enough Ma'amari Chazal, Ma'amari Aposkim to tell you that learning Torah on Shabbat is more important than anything else, and is the greatest form of learning Torah ever. I can tell you personally, sitting and learning Baruch Hashem late into the night in yeshiva on a Friday night is something that you could never have during the week. To sit and to maintain that yichud with the Ribono Shel Olam, to achieve those that level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that we celebrate every single week. Rabbi Penner likes to say how people think, what was the most important thing that happened in Shul on Shabbat morning? What tune did they use for Naktisha? What tune did they use for Mimkomcha and Kedusha of Shacharit? Who was the Bahu? Who the Avin Musaf? He says, that's such a joke. That's not an important thing. The most important thing is those 5 minutes of Tefillah B'Lachash between you and the Ribono Shel Olam. Nothing else matters as much. The Tashbetz Katan, the Tashbetz, we know that there is a Tashbetz, Rabbeinu Shimon Ben Semach Duran. He was a student of the school of the Ramban. But before him, there was another Tashbetz, the Maharam Rutenberg, had a student who wrote a sefer called Tashbetz as well. It wasn't 5 massive volumes long, it was one thin volume. It's called a Tashbetz Katan. He's a student of the Maharam Rutenberg. He writes how there are many parallels, in addition to the ones that I mentioned, there are many parallels between Matan Torah, a wedding, a chuppah of a chatan and kala, and Shabbat. So some of them are, just to highlight a few of the ones of the wedding as well, that are halakha l'maaseh, or things that were imageries that are already built in, that we stand under a chuppah, an elevated chuppah, just like Har Sinai. Har Sinai stood on a har, an elevated platform, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu enveloped it in clouds. The chuppah represents the clouds. We have singing, or music, that's like the thunder and the lightning, and we have candles, or at least Ashkenazim and Moroccaim have candles that they walk down the chuppah with to represent the inferno of Har Sinai. And a few other things that are you can go through the list. That was one of them, though. The candles is a very important thing to keep in mind. If you're Sfaradi, Stam Sfaradi, we don't have candles at the chuppah. So if you get married and they hand you, if you're not Moroccan, you're Ashkenazi, so then you can say no thank you to the candles. Rav Avadia was very much not a fan of the candles. He would extinguish them if he saw them. He was not happy with them. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, you put it in a glass tube. It's okay. It's not so bad. Finally, another manifestation of the Matan Torah that we find at a wedding is breaking the glass under the chuppah. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai and he smashes the luchot. And in memory, to symbolize the breaking of the luchot, we also break the glass. Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Midrash Tanchuma says the reason why the first luchot were not successful was because they were given in the razzle-dazzle fanfare of Matan Torah. The second time around, the Midrash says, the luchot were given without the fireworks, quietly, with seniut, that made them a lasting pillar of the world. And Soloveitchik explained that the shivirat haluchot, shivirat hakos, breaking the glass, is a message to the new couple to live a private life, without any public, flashy displays of affection, pursuits of kavod, in order to maintain their married life. Seniut is not just about how a woman is dressed. It's a way of life, a way of emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an El Nistater, he's a hidden God, he lives, works behind the scenes. And v'halachta v'derachav, we have to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Emulating his ways means acting like him. If he's hidden, we also have to be hidden. You can be dressed up as tsanua as you want, but posting the picture of the engagement on only simchas and Instagram and this and that is not a tsanua thing to do. The appropriate thing to do is to keep it private and to keep it to oneself and find a more appropriate, more tsanua venue to be sharing and not posting it to the world. These are some highlights, some ideas, some parallels between the marriage, between Shabbat and Matan Torah, that we can literally live every single day, week of our lives, as well as on the most impactful day of our lives. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.